After you've been running around all morning, it's good to settle down. Let all your scattered thoughts settle down inside you, kind of like a flock of birds that's been spinning around. When they finally settle down, they can be very orderly. So try to put your mind in order. As the Buddha said, one of the skills you want to develop is knowing how to think the thoughts you want to think and how not to think the thoughts you don't want to think. He starts out by giving you something good to think about. You can think about goodwill for all beings. And how having goodwill for yourself means training yourself. Training yourself means you have to learn how to step back from your thoughts and watch them. When you think something, where does it take you? Is it worth thinking? If it's not, try thinking of something else. We tend to identify very strongly with our thoughts and hold on to them very, very tightly. As if we didn't hold on to them, we have nothing to hold on to at all. But the Buddha gives you something better to hold on to. Hold on to the breath. Be with the breath coming in, be with the breath going out. Have a sense of well-being right here. That way you can step out of your thoughts and look at them from the outside. Just like it's easier to see people's behavior from the outside than it is to see your own behavior. It's easier to see your thoughts from the outside for what they really are, where they take you, when you can step outside of them. So take this as your home base, right here with the breath. The sense of the body, whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. And if you feel tempted to slip into a thought world, remind yourself, you're squeezing your mind into that tiny little world where it could be in this much more expansive space. So as long as the mind fills the body, your awareness fills the body, the breath fills the body, sense of ease fills the body, it's a lot harder to squeeze into a little thought world and go off. It's as if the paths to the future, the paths to the past, are these little tiny pipes. You have to squeeze your mind to fit into that little tiny pipe. So don't squeeze it. Think of it being expansive right here. Have a sense of the whole body as you go through the day. So this does become more and more your default mode. Then you're less likely to jump into thoughts as they come past. You're less likely to squeeze yourself down to fit into those thought worlds, because you don't really know where those thought worlds are going to deliver you. But you step back from them and you can see, oh, this thought world tends to go to greed, and greed tends to go to this kind of behavior. This thought world goes to anger, and this goes to that kind of behavior. Do you really want to go there? Remind yourself you have the choice. Our problem is we find our thoughts all too fascinating. But if you were to write them down and to read the script, you'd find they're pretty boring. So give yourself something better to do, a better place to be. That way you can develop that skill that the Buddha talks about, thinking the thoughts you really want to think and not thinking the thoughts you don't want to think, and having better and better standards for exactly what kind of things are worth thinking.